Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Whiteley and welcome to Balancing Acts, a series of conversations with an array of creatives. We talk about their journey, the struggles they faced whilst progressing their career, strategies they use to unlock their creativity, how they balance their career with their personal lives, what impact this has had on their mental health, and lots more. Hello and welcome to a slightly different Balancing Acts episode. Seeing as we are at the start of 2022, I wanted to dig into the Balancing Acts vault and put together some of my favorite answers to the question I ask each guest at the end of every episode: what does the idea of balance mean to you or not? This question produces an array of answers from deep to funny to profound to whimsical. So I think you're going to really enjoy this. The running order for guests that feature in this episode appear in the show notes. So if you want to listen back to the whole episode, you can find further details in the show notes. So go and check them out there. And now, without further ado, over to some of Balancing Acts' finest. Perfect.
Balance is actually, for me, about expectations. You know, like what you expect out of your day. You know, you're not what you expect out of what you're going to achieve. Our chances of success as writers are really low, as in authored commissioned writers. I think as writers in writers' rooms and stuff like that, I think, yeah, you can get a foot into the industry and fine, but our chances of success in terms of like getting shit made and whatever, they're still quite low. So it sounds a bit boring, but you've got to make sure you get joy from other places. You know, you've got to make sure other things give you joy. And if they don't, find something. Even if it's other people's success or another skill or whatever. So balance is that, but all that links to expectations. So just, I manage my expectations about everything. I manage my expectations about my breakfast. You know, I manage, you know, like, oh, I might burn the toast today. So just manage your expectations for everything and be realistic and find joy in places other than the things that, you know, when you're not in control of something, you can be in control of a lot of what you do, but when you're not in control, you need to be finding joy in things you have complete control over.
I think we all want to have a healthy balance and equilibrium of all the different things in our life that are needs and wants and which provide us with health, wealth, and happiness, right? I think that's what it is. So not being so, how would I put it? No, I think an imbalanced life would be where one of those three things is being massively compromised or not being fulfilled, perhaps because someone is pursuing one of them too hard, right? So if you're trying to maximize your wealth, you may be sacrificing your health and your happiness. If you're trying to maximize your happiness, you may be sacrificing too much of your potential wealth and even health. And, you know, if you're trying to maximize your health, you may be sacrificing some wealth and you may be sacrificing some happiness as well, right? If I go full bodybuilder mode and I just want to eat chicken breast and broccoli and brown rice every day, then you know, I can probably get in even better shape. But am I enjoying life? If I never go out or see people or whatever because it might interfere with my diet or my sleep, you know, I'm sacrificing too much. But then similarly, if someone's just going on benders all the time, trying to have as much fun as they can, then they probably won't be in the best position with their health or their wealth. So I think you want to try to balance those three out in a healthy way.
You've picked a good year to ask me this. I think it's calmness. I think it's contentment. I think my life right now feels really quite balanced. Like, you know, lack of physical contact aside and pandemic and not being able to see my friends physically. But I don't think there's anything you could take off me that would make my world collapse. And I think that is balance. I mean, obviously there's some things like my health. That's pretty huge. So yeah, if you took that off me, I'd be really quite fucked. But I think especially in terms of my career, if you took a part of my career off me, I would cope, because I don't like put all my self-esteem in one place anymore. I think it's that. I think it is just that feeling of calmness.
I believe in balance, but I also believe in waves, in the sense of peaks and troughs. So sometimes it's everyday film, sometimes it's no day film, or some days it's super busy, sometimes it's not, sometimes it's exercise, sometimes it's, I think there's a season, for everything there's a season, mm-hmm. So I believe in seasonal change, but I do think that seasons create equilibrium, so I think that's where I look at balance at the moment.
Well, I think, you know, balance is very important, isn't it? Like, yes. getting a good balance. But I don't know what I'm talking about. You put me into a ramble. Good. Well, especially in these tribal times.
Yes.
That I feel that we are getting a bit tribal. As somebody who, you know, politically identifies as left, but not far left, you really put me into a ramble mode in now. I feel that we need to be a bit more understanding of each other, and then we're better at finding a better balance in society.
There we go. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Balance definitely means something to me, because I'm always conscious of the balance of work, mm-hmm. and then time outside of work, and that's something I've got wrong in the past both ways. So there's times where I've not worked, especially when I went full time with stand up. I thought that it comes to you, you know. So I was regressed to like getting up like a student, and I just waited for stuff to happen. And then more recently, there's times where I've gone the other way, where like I've prioritized work and really worked too hard, which I think is possible. And there's probably people who are like, you can't work too hard. Look, I prioritize my family over my work, you know, and would I rather work on some really cool project or go for a walk with my wife and my son? I'd rather go for a walk, and I'll be really honest about that. So I've got the balance wrong both ways, but I think I know myself what the balance is. Lockdown has been hard because it's thrown off the way that you normally do things. Mm-hmm. So I've had to come up with like a new, kind of like new hours of business. You know, I think I'm working less actually, even though I'm just in the house with nothing else going on. I'm sort of almost working like a 10 to 2 day, but trying to put way more into it as opposed to before, where I was doing like 8 to 4, but like breaks in there and doing a bit of this and that, and maybe going for a run in between there. So, balance is really important to me, and always something that I'm conscious of and like keeping an eye on and making sure that I'm getting right.
I can't balance it. I just don't know how you do it. What does the idea of balance mean? It means get a penis and then not have to do all the shit that women do.
I think that might be the best answer I've had on the podcast. Yeah.
I know. I remember after a particularly like grueling day of like teaching, shopping, kids, and then getting to a gig, and I was so insanely tired. It was still like, it was like an open mic gig, and I remember just going on stage and going, why do they say that women are the weaker sex? If we're the weaker sex, just let us be weak. I'm knackered. So I just I want to be weak. I'm more than happy to be weak. But if we're weaker, then just you wipe the surface.
Yeah, we got it. We got it lucky having born with the dicks. Yeah. Well, we have. Let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah. So people, just get a penis. In order to create more balance, just get a penis. Not like weird thing, but just like on you. Like just not on you. On you.
Just it's on fine. You. Yeah.
Yeah. Just not on you, like just on your face, but like, you know.
Yeah, on the face. Yeah, I mean, just in terms of your sense of balance, it might not be as, it's going to be a bit more precarious if it's on your face. If it's on your head, and it depends on how the size of it. If it's a huge dick, it's going to affect the balance.
I don't think I'd want a huge one.
No. Well, apparently it's not. Apparently from what I hear, it's not that pleasant. oh, dear. Brought out the worst of me, Esther. You brought out the worst of me.
I do with everyone. People are like, why am I like this with you? I'm like, because I just bring out, I've really got like no boundaries. It's my problem. But
that's good.
In order to create more balance, I think just, you know, be outside as much as possible. That's my way of doing it.
That's good. And yeah, I agree.
That's a good thing that lockdown's done, is just be outside as much as you can. There is nothing like, there's nothing that clears your head more than just going out for a walk. It just sorts you out. And, you know, on those days when you feel and I think sometimes sleeping in makes it worse. Oversleeping can make you feel mentally really rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm totally exhausted, I'll sleep, but always get up in the morning and always get out and have a walk.
The most important thing that I've learned about balance, and I think this is with, in regards to work and stand-up especially, is just you going back to the thing about having hobbies and having stuff and having families and stuff that there is no point to or end goal, just so that you can, if you spend your whole life just in the zone, you'll burn yourself out and you'll miss what the other side is when it's just living life and enjoying yourself. And you work hard for this in order so you can enjoy this. And I think you have to have the balance of the balance as well. I wouldn't necessarily say you can afford to have it 50-50 when you're starting out. I think maybe sort of a 70-30 split.
Yeah, that's a good ratio.
Work really hard. Yeah, you need to work.
Work hard. Get to the point where you got burnout. You start having the panic attacks, and that's when you draw back to 50-50.
That's exactly it.
God, yeah, I don't know. I'm really bad at balance, so just means being happy, isn't it? Like maintaining an even level of happiness, spreading it nice, not putting like butter on a piece of toast. Like if you put all the butter on the nice like chunk of butter on the first bit of the toast, you don't have any left for the end. I hate when that, and then you've got to eat dry toast.
I guess balance to me is being aware enough of my biases and my reflex actions to be able to not react to them, but to respond. It's having a bit of inner kind of stillness to be able to choose how I act. And sometimes that kind of balance comes from being in flow. Sometimes that balance comes from being in the right place at the right time. Sometimes that balance comes from having exercised or done some meditation or something like that, or done in psychotherapy, or it can come through medication and, you know, being on SSRIs. But finding some way to not just reflex respond to life, because I kind of feel like all my problems, but also all of humanity's problems, come from an imbalance in how they see the world or how they kind of respond to the world. You've got to make such an effort to kind of be aware of your own stories. Be aware of the stories you tell yourself. Yeah. Be aware of the stories that you kind of construct. And, you know, some of those stories might be that right-wing people are bad, or left-wing people are over-emotional idiots, or, you know, or that black people are this, or white people are like this, or men are like this, or women like this. You've got to be so aware of those stories because, you know, it's like nobody gets a monopoly on the truth. It's so hard. So, like, finding a balance means kind of finding a bit of space within my own kind of flawed perception.
I used to think that balance was sort of like the thing that we spoke about before, so like being really in a routine and having everything in order. I actually think balance is, it's a lot more ebby and flowy than that. So it could be that one week you're actually like really off your game and you've been out with your friends and you're feeling a bit low and not everything's going that well, but then the next week everything's better. I kind of would look at balance more now on a monthly basis, whereas I used to think of it much more rigorously and be a lot more stressed and more anxious about it and feeling like, oh my God, I'm not all my ducks on in a row. Whereas if I look back over my whole like, well, my career trajectory especially, it goes upwards, down, sideways, but you know, the line is eventually going, I feel like, in terms of I'm getting closer to what I want to be doing, but it's never just been like shoom, or like, so I think balance to me is always knowing just when to, okay, this is how I'm going to say it to put it better. So in therapy we're talking about self-care and stuff, and my therapist like, there's times you just gotta let yourself relax and like, you know, look after yourself, be kind to yourself, like treat yourself. Then I got to the point where I was just constantly sort of like, oh my God, you just self-care. And I was self-caring to the point where it was like redundant. And I went to her and she was like, no, that's not what I meant. She was like, sometimes self-care is when like, get the fuck out of bed. Like, so I think it's that balance of knowing when you need something. That's what balance means to me.
Okay.
When to kick yourself up the bum and when to like, let yourself chill. Perfect.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.